This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Senior British officials are criticizing a report published by a respected foreign policy think tank. The report suggests Britain is at risk of another terrorist attack because of its involvement in the U.S.-led invasion and occupation of Iraq. This report follows by 10 days the worst terrorist incident on British soil, the July 7th attack on London's transportation system that killed 55 people and wounded hundreds more. NPR's Ivan Watson is in London, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Tell us about this foreign policy report.
Well, Chatham House is a respected think tank based here in London, and in this report it argues that London has been riding pillion or taking a back seat to the U.S. in the war on terror. It says that Britain's support for the U.S. in the invasion of Iraq has provided additional propaganda and recruitment for al-Qaeda and consequently put England at greater risk. The Iraqi invasion is highly unpopular here in Britain, and this comes at a sensitive time right after the worst attack on British soil since World War II. Foreign Secretary Jack Straw responded to the report. He said he was astonished at what Chatham House published.
The time for excuses for terrorism are over. The terrorists have struck across the world, in countries allied with the United States, backing the war in Iraq, and in countries which had nothing whatever to do with the war in Iraq.
Ivan, bring us up to date, please, on the investigation itself.
Well, this weekend, British police published a photo and named the four chief suspects. Suspected bombers were believed to have died in four blasts in London on the morning of July 7th. The photo was taken from closed-circuit TV footage, and it showed four men wearing backpacks believed to have explosives inside them entering a train station on their way to London less than 2 hours before the bombs exploded. The names of the four men are three second-generation British Muslims of Pakistani descent from the northern English city of Leeds, 18-year-old Hasib Hussain, 22-year-old Shehzad Tanweer, and 30-year-old Muhammad Siddiq Khan, as well as a fourth man, a 19-year-old Jamaican-born British Muslim convert named Jermaine Lindsay.
And do the police, the British police, think the suspects have international links?
They've said that these men are only foot soldiers in a group that they believe has al-Qaeda links. At least one of the men is said to have traveled to Pakistan and possibly attended a madrasa or religious school there. And Pakistan has offered to investigate this madrasa to see if it had a role in radicalizing this young man. There have also been some arrests in Pakistan. And there's another individual, an Egyptian-born chemist who worked at the University of Leeds. He has been arrested in Cairo by Egyptian police. But Egyptian authorities have since said they don't believe he has anything to do with the London bombings.
Thank you very much. NPR's Ivan Watson in London.